From VOA Learning English, this is the Technology Report. Researchers are using new methods to aid investigations into deadly strikes by pilotless planes called drones. The United Nations wants independent investigations into drone attacks. They estimate that there were 3 times as many civilian deaths from drones last year as the year before. But it is difficult to know the effect on civilians because the attacks are often in lightly populated areas. A recent investigation found that drone strikes in Pakistan killed 2,000 people during a 10-year period. The information was given to the United Nations. Scientists from Goldsmiths, University of London, and SITU Research in New York are trying to learn more. They have been gathering evidence to create 3D moving images of drone attacks. They call this process forensic architecture. Susan Shupley is the lead researcher from Goldsmiths. She says forensic architecture answers an important question in the debate over drones.
What does drone warfare actually produce as a kind of lived reality on the ground?
Ms. Shupley and her team use satellite images of places before and after an attack. They also use reports from witnesses, local maps, and other information. The goal is to help investigations into drone strikes that happened in Pakistan, Afghanistan, Yemen, Gaza, and Somalia. The scientist identified 37 drone strikes in those areas.
It counters a certain perception that there's very little that we can know about these strikes that often take place in what are considered to be remote regions of the world.
The research will be included in a United Nations report on the legality of drone operations. Kat Craig is the legal director for the charity organization Reprieve. She says the United States and other drone users have offered little information about such operations.
The entire drone program is shrouded in secrecy. There is no clarity or transparency about the targeting process, about the decisions that are made. There's no transparency when mistakes are made and no accountability to that effect.
Douglas Murray is the associate director of the Henry Jackson Society, a policy research group based in London. He says drones are the best choice of bad choices to try to deal with radicals and terrorists.
If you're objecting to drone strikes, then you have to my mind, explain how else you deal with this problem of radicals and terrorists existing in these areas. Either you send in large numbers of forces, or you do drone strikes, or you've got to do something else. What is the something else?
The United Nations says U.S. drone attacks on Pakistan appear to have decreased. None have been reported so far in 2014. But the UN says drone strikes have increased in Yemen. And that's the VOA Learning English Technology Report. For more technology stories, go to our website, learningenglish.voanews.com.